Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All right, get it out of your system. Go ahead and say it. You can't even get it right. It's Rose. Okay. Now on to more important things. Why am I wearing Rose? Why are we told to shout with joy and exult? Because our salvation is near at hand, as is the celebration of that salvation in just a little over a week on the great feast of Christmas. You know, I think, are a little deadened to the amazing nature of what it is we celebrate at Christmas. We're so used to the idea of God being among us that we don't really appreciate how extraordinary and amazing it is. Forgiveness is now possible. Our sins can be forgiven. We can be saved. We are able to enter the kingdom of God. Note that I didn't say it was a certainty that we would do those things. It's a possibility. We must follow the gospel. We must seek and accept God's grace. But if we do those things, then the very gates of heaven are open for us. Is it any wonder then that we are told to shout with joy and exult, to rejoice? Certainly there are things left for us to do, just as for those who approached St. John the Baptist, just as later a man would approach Jesus and ask, "What must I do to inherit everlasting life?" Now St. John, when he responded according to this person's state in life. He had an answer for ordinary people, he had an answer for tax collectors, he had an answer for soldiers. But it all boils down to this: obey the commandments. Love God above all things and your neighbor as yourself. Do these things and you shall live. And we are able to do those things. And so we are told we should shout with joy and exult. It is for this reason that the penitential purple is lightened on this day to rose, because the time of preparation is almost completed. Now, in spite of the uncertainty that we may or may not accept God's offer for salvation, we still have cause for rejoicing. We have been baptized with the Holy Spirit and with the fire of God's love. And our Lord is coming. He is coming to judge. He is coming to gather the wheat into his barn. It's a metaphor for the judgment, where the wheat, it's the good people, is gathered into the barn. The chaff will be burnt with unquenchable fire. We have the opportunity to be wheat. Now, at the last mass, someone said, "Did you say wheat?" And I said, "No, we would only say that in Colorado." No, be wheat. Turn to God. Follow the gospel. And seek forgiveness. Rejoice and exult, because the Lord came to save us in Bethlehem of Judea. He comes to save us even now. And he will come again in glory to judge the heavens and the earth and the world by fire, and to bring us a new heaven and a new earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.